Morning, birds. Boy, are we having fun here. The humans here on Earth. I had this weird, I don't know what you call them, like a fantasy. I imagined a bunch of birds, you know, kind of trying to figure something out. And, you know, the cardinals, they were patient about it. And, you know, the robin redbreasts, they were pretty cool. Yeah, and then you had some. Yeah, there they are. They are. You had some crows showing up. Yeah. Stop the voting! Stop the voting! I just made that last part up. I like that. Did you like that? You know, that's funny. We try to be honest on this show. I just actually hit the wrong button. I was going to play Blue Sky by the Allman Brothers, but that's a pretty one. That's called Little Martha. It's 4 after the hour. We're just hanging out here. We're just waiting. Just waiting. You woke up this morning and you said, do we have a new president? No, not exactly. In fact, we're going to try to figure out what's going on here. I would tell you right off the bat here, and we will not make any predictions on this show since I'm so bad at them, but I think we will know something by the end of today. And it's going to come down, believe it or not, it's coming down to Nevada, I think. That's right. I'm going to call my friend, the Chicago Elves, you know, moving to Nevada. We're going to call him later. We'll count the votes together. Anyway, here we go. The Associated Press tells us that Democrat Joe Biden is pushing closer to the 270 electoral votes needed to carry the White House, securing victories in the so-called Blue Wall, battlegrounds of Wisconsin and Michigan. He's taken Wisconsin, he's taken Michigan, with a handful of states still up for grabs. And we're going to join News Baron Aaron in a few minutes here, and we'll talk about those states. Trump tried to press his case in court in some key swing states. And it's 2 days after Election Day. Seems like it was like last year, doesn't it? Neither candidate had amassed the votes needed to win the White House. It's still 270. But Biden's victories in the Great Lakes left him at 264. Now, I'll stop there. It's interesting that the news sources do not agree on who's exactly got what going on here. The electoral vote tallies, and we'll get into that a little bit, But depending on who you see right now, this is the Associated Press. They're giving Biden 264 electoral votes. That's less than, for example, the New York Times. I'm looking at here, the Washington Post. This is interesting. We're not we are reporting. That's what we're doing. We're reporting. Anyway, it's 270 to win. And Biden, according to the Associated Press, has 264 right now. This, and I'll take it again, I'll take this up with the news baron Aaron. Arizona is, I think, worth 11 electoral votes. And depending on who you look at, they are. I got my head is all ready to explode here. Depending on what you look at, that's the difference between some of these counts here. Anyway, millions of votes yet to be tabulated. Biden already had received more than 71 million votes. Get it? The most in history for Joe. At an afternoon news conference Wednesday, the former VP said he expected to win the presidency, but stopped short of going off the rails the way the other one did the other day. Biden gained ground on President Trump in Georgia and Pennsylvania, meaning that the counting, well, as you got to picture Georgia, and as they are counting the Georgia areas, those are the ones that we think are Democrats. Atlanta, for example. So he picks up there, but his lead diminished in Arizona. Now I have flipped the news here. This now we're over at the New York Times. See what I just said? They haven't given Arizona to Biden yet. So Associated Press did. Five states yet to declare a winner will release more results today. Aaron and I will crunch that up. And that should give us a clearer vision of what we're looking at. But we'll see here. Protests over the United States sporadically yesterday. We can talk about that a little bit here. Biden closing the gap on Trump in Georgia, as I said. Pennsylvania contest tightening as more ballots are counted. I'm not for sure that we're going to need to know what Pennsylvania is all about. Trump needs Pennsylvania to win, but Biden has a path different than that. And Nevada. And Nevada. Oh, no. Come on now. Indulge me a little bit. Do you mind? Come on, just a little bit. I mean, when you think of like an electoral hotbed, you know what I mean? Bright light said it gonna set my soul, gonna set my soul, you know, like on fire. Amber waves of grain. Got a whole lot of money that's ready to burn, so get those stakes up high. Purple mountains, majesties. There's a thousand pretty women waiting out there. They're all living, the devil may care. And I am just the miracle of democracy. Viva! They're going to settle it for us. Yeah, there. How I wish that there were more than 24 hours in the day.
Oh, come on now.
No, I'm not getting enough sleep here, right? All right, let's do a quick thing here. Let's feed some people that are hungry, and we will come back and, we'll do something else.
I am what hunger looks like in America. I am an 8-year-old girl who's not excited for the last day of school. Because this may be the last time I'll have lunch. Till September. I am a single father of two who works three part-time jobs. And that's still not enough to put food on the table. I am a 16-year-old boy who just got my first job to help feed my little sisters. I was created by artificial intelligence from faces of the 1 in 8 Americans who struggle with hunger. People you pass by every day but never knew they were hungry.
Feeding America, 200 food banks strong.
Let's keep that in our heads and hearts as we launch into Thanksgiving. A holiday season unlike any other we've ever had. Thanksgiving, then we have Christmas, Oh boy! All right, Dayline Washington. This is something that we alluded to the other day, and it's on us. So be aware. The Justice Department. That's an odd government agency. It's currently run by a guy whose name is Bill Barr. Told federal prosecutors in an email early yesterday, at like 1 o'clock in the morning, that the law allowed them to send armed federal officers to ballot counting locations around the country to investigate potential voter fraud, according to three people who described the message. We haven't had any voter fraud that I'm aware of, but the email created the specter of the federal government intimidating local election officials or otherwise intervening in vote tallying amid calls by President Trump to end the tabulating in states where he was trailing in the presidential race. A law actually prohibits, now get this, a law prohibits the stationing of armed federal officers at polls on Election Day. But a top official told prosecutors that the department interpreted the statute to mean that they could send armed federal officers to polling stations and locations where ballots were being counted anytime after that. I don't know. Statute does not prevent armed federal law enforcement persons from responding to, investigating, or preventing federal crimes at closed polling places. This is according to a guy's name is Richard P. Donahue, one of the flacks that are running the Justice Department now. Anyway, you know what? We'll see what's going to happen here. This is what happened in Portland. There wasn't really any threat in Portland, and they sent the ICE in there, and then a threat developed just because they were calling attention to it. So let's see what's going on now. Let's bring up the crazy bird sound, could we? There he is. We want all voting. Yeah, we want all voting to stop. All right. We want all voting to stop, said President Super Spreader yesterday at the White House. He said, without offering details, that his campaign would be going to the United States Supreme Court over the election count. He's filed now. I think they have filed four or five suits. We'll tune that up here. Trump campaign said later in the day there's final lawsuits, including Michigan, to halt or protest vote counts. They're going to do a recount in Wisconsin. I don't know how that's going to go. Let me quote, this is a very sharp statement here. This is the Attorney General of Massachusetts, Mara Healey. She says elections are a state matter, and we have authority as state officials over anyone trying to enter locations where ballots are being counted. So, this is Mr. Law and Order. Yeah, that's right. There he is. That's right. Crazy Bird. Yes. All right. Tell you what, I'm going to call up News Baron Aaron. We'll see what's going on here. If you just joined us and you're half asleep, no, we don't know yet, but we probably will know more today. The fact is that Trump's path to victory is narrowing. He simply has to do the following to win. And if Biden keeps cruising, that could happen. So we think. Viva Las Vegas.
Just because we get around.
Talking about my generation.
Things they do look awful.
Talking about my generation.
I hope I die before I get old.
Talking about my generation.
My generation.
Keep screwing this thing up.
Generation, baby. Why don't you all.
Viva.
Generation.
Don't try and dig what we all say. all fade away. Don't try to dig what we all generation.
I had hair then. The Who, they used to go out and do their thing and they would destroy their musical instruments on stage. Quite an effect. There you go. Hey, today is the 5th of November, 2020. we have a birthday boy on the phone. It's News Baron Aaron. It is your birthday, is it not, sir?
Yes, it is. Hey, Gary.
Happy birthday.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
You share your birthday with Roy Rogers and not Dale Evans, though. I'm going to look this up for you. I don't want to overwhelm you with the research today. So, hey, listen, I had a birthday gift for you. I was going to tell you who the next president is. All right. Anyway, happy birthday. We'll do a little party thing for you here. So, listen, I got up this morning, and we all wanted something to change from yesterday. I have a fistful of stuff here, and your screen, by the way, is coming and going, so don't I'm not sure we'll be able to communicate visually. Let me ask you to start with here. What's your take on Arizona, and we can back into this. The Associated Press called Arizona yesterday at some point for Biden. And Fox News actually called it like last week. They were like off, right? But in fact, that's worth 11 electoral votes, and that's a big deal here. And it has to do with Maricopa County. And why are the two? Why are we still struggling with that? What do you know?
Okay, so Biden is ahead in Arizona as of now, right? So in the votes that they have coming in, they're doing the math at what margin Trump needs within those votes for him to win. So last night we had two drops, one at around 9 p.m. our time and one later on in the day. And based on that information coming in during the math, it seems as if Biden can hold on to that lead.
So so we thought it was going one way, and that's when the Associated Press came out. And I was looking at, I don't know where Apple News gets their thing. I'm not sure. I think they're, you know, Steve Jobs somewhere is, you know, beaming it in. But anyway, so they both had Arizona in Biden's column yesterday, and it's in it, and as you explained, they're still trying to figure it out today. So, geez, do not drive off the road trying to do this with a pencil. So Arizona is worth 11 electoral votes, and that's up in the air. But at the moment, we're looking at Nevada, which is worth 4, I think. Is that right? 6. Is it 6? Okay. So, again, back to the thinking that if you put Arizona in Biden's column already, he's up to 264, I think, is the way that works out. And then you add, you go Viva Las Vegas and you put Nevada in, and he's done. That's right. Where that's the winning thing. But we're not exactly there yet. So yeah. Go ahead. Yeah. What's the and we're looking at give me the states that are going to come in today, we think, in any particular order.
So Nevada, between Nevada and Arizona, Trump has a higher chance of swinging Arizona than Nevada. So Nevada's pretty good for Biden. I mean, Arizona's pretty good for Biden, so more than likely Nevada is. And Nevada is going to actually drop some more information on 11 a.m. our time this morning.
Okay, right as we go off. All right, go ahead.
And then Georgia may have a projected winner by tonight. They're really pumping through counting those votes.
I'm trying to figure out, Georgia, we thought, and we'll get to the polling in a minute, which is worthy of our discussion. But I think everybody was confused, at least I was, on Georgia, because it really looked like Biden was making some inroads. That's a traditionally red state down there. And then at the beginning of this process, it seemed like everybody just kind of put that in the Trump column. But now that's changed. And I'm trying to work on that. And that's because we're now counting Atlanta votes and other areas that are generally Democratic. Is that what's going on here?
Yes. Yeah, so the margin in Georgia right now is less than 20,000 votes. And Biden, in the few counties that he has coming in, they're deep blue counties. And there are about 100,000 votes in one of the counties alone. So if he has the consistent margin that he's been getting, about 60% to 70% of those votes, he could easily, with one of those counties coming in soon, swing that in his favor.
Okay, that's interesting. Well, again, man, I'm looking at the Washington Post. As of this morning, they had it shaded in pink. So that is apparently changing. And Aaron, that gives us a great opportunity to talk about this a little bit. I always say to people, they think that the media were like, and I know it's your birthday, I don't want to ruin your special day, but you're a member of the media now. So, and people think that we get up in the morning, all of us, not just you and me, that they get up in the morning and we all conspire. You know, we're gonna, right? And there's no. I'm looking at this. We can't even agree on who's in heading. So there's no particular consensus there. All right, so let's move on here. So Georgia, North Carolina is that's in the Trump column, yeah? Is that going to change or no?
It might, but pretty much we can be sure that that's going to stay with Trump.
Okay. Alaska?
Alaska's hard Trump country.
Yeah, all right. Because it's cold up there. don't take my guns.
It makes you bitter.
That's right. All right, now I need like a imagine your own sound effect here. I need something for Pennsylvania, which is the sound of indecision. What is going on in Pennsylvania?
Yeah, so in Pennsylvania, Biden's pretty certain that they can hold on to Pennsylvania. But Trump is now suing to stop the vote there, stop the counting of the votes,
right, and
the Supreme Court to intervene. But in terms of strictly the vote, the counties that so the thing is, a lot of these states have they counted the early, the in-person votes first, right, and then the mail-in votes second. So all of these states that we're talking about, a majority of them are now starting to count their vote by mail, and Democrats have a hard advantage in the vote by mail. So any swings that we see across the board more than likely are going to be swings towards Biden.
Okay. All right. That makes sense. I also think, I hate to bring in astrology at this terrible moment here, but weeks ago I was talking about, it's an old hippie thing that astrologers look at, and that Mercury is going to be retrograde for the election, which has never happened before. I think the ramification of that, I was thinking about it, Aaron, would be that people perhaps made mistakes when they were filling out stuff. And I was thinking, I know that you have no way of coming up with this figure, but I'm wondering how many... I mean, of all these ballots that have been counted, some of them surely have been tossed out, right? I mean, for whatever, because you put here in Chicago, you can't use whiteout on your ballot, right? Or whatever, you know, or somebody they penciled in, Mickey Mouse, all that stuff. So, right, who's actually leading in Nevada right now? But anyway, you know what I'm saying? That some of these ballots obviously were. They were wrong, and I'm not hearing anything about that. Do you have any perspective on that, what I'm talking about?
You mean the ballots being cast or the polling?
No, I'm talking about the ballots. The ballots that have been returned, the ballots that were returned, they're now being looked at, and they're being counted, assuming that they're a legitimate ballot. I'm wondering how many are getting tossed and for what reasons. That I haven't heard about. And I guess that would occur, that would apply to both parties, right?
I try to stick to the facts, and from what I can see here, most of the votes that are being rejected,
mm-hmm.
whether it's for a signature that doesn't look like it's aligned, or you know, somebody filled in two slots for the whatever the case may be,
right.
seems to be a majority of poor counties
okay.
and minority communities that have an extremely higher rate of their votes being turned away or not being counted.
Which could be poor penmanship. Kind of, yes, or somebody's interpretation of that. Yeah, all right, that's interesting. 9:26 after the hour here in Chicago on a on the 5th of November. We thought that we would be done with the election. Well, some people did. All right, so we did Georgia, North Carolina, Pennsylvania, Bitter Alaska. We have a new follow-up to Viva Las Vegas. It's called Bitter Alaska. It's the same sort of thing. The fact is, though, correct me if I'm wrong here, Trump needs all of these. He has no path without. He's got to win Pennsylvania, for example, right? He cannot do this without Pennsylvania, correct?
Correct.
So he needs Georgia. And again, if any of the states we just talked about don't go for Trump, then he is done, correct?
Yeah, he's over with.
All right. What's your feeling about all these lawsuits? I want to hear what you have to say. It's really hard for me to imagine the Supreme Court reversing a presidential election. I don't get it. Now, somebody just shouted out Bush v. Gore in 2000. Yeah, but that's not. We're talking about 500 votes in Florida. That was not. That's not the thing that's happening here. So, a bully and a bluffer? What do you think?
Well, see, when I first saw the lawsuits that he's filing, on legal grounds, he doesn't really have much of a case for most of them. In Michigan, he's trying to halt the process so he can have observers. In Nevada, he's trying to have observers observe. Georgia, the same thing. He's filing over a small, like less than 100 votes there. He's filing a suit over. So the suits themselves, when I saw them, I'm like, okay, he's just swinging for the fences. Last case scenario. Then I heard for the first time earlier you talked about Bill Barr's memo. That,
right.
Those two pieces together may be very frightening. I'm not going to go down that road, but seeing that these have no legal grounding, that came out yesterday morning. I think there may be something happening there.
Yeah, I agree. Well, again, you know, that's the thing. The playbook is to create the illusion of something going wrong when nothing is going wrong. There's this allegation of vote fraud and all this stuff. There's never been any evidence of that, and there's none now. So to now say, oh, we've got to rush in the federal troops to look over the shoulders of these people who are probably 99.9% honest, hardworking Americans that are trying to do the right thing, to trying to catch them in some sort of, chicanery. Yeah, I don't know. I don't buy it. And I don't care how new Justice Barrett is or how conservative the court is. I just don't see it. You're nodding. That's the thing about FaceTime. People can't see us nodding. I'm nodding too right now. And I'm looking out behind the window. The birds are even nodding on this side. All right. So, I guess it's hurry up and wait. We could know something today. Again, if the math, let me just summarize it if I have this. If you believe that Arizona is already in Biden's camp, then that's 264 for Biden. And if then you throw in Nevada, that's it. That's 270. So it could be over quickly, but probably not.
Yes, it could be.
Yeah.
Right. It could be. But.
So, hey, do you watch the Impractical Jokers? You know that show?
Yeah.
It's his birthday too.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Which one? Like Sal?
Yeah. Let's see here. I'm going to look. I knew you'd ask me something. Let's see if we can identify his voice. We're going to make you do the whole thing here. This will be your punishment after the end for not for not correctly predicting this 4 years ago.
All right.
Happy birthday. All right. And now, something that was written for this guy. Here we go.
Hello, everyone.
Here we go.
I hate you guys.
You hate us? I'm sorry, you hate us?
Crystal and Gary have always been the most good people I've ever known. They have always been there for me when I needed them. They're like loyal dogs. They're like my dogs. Not mean.
Yeah.
So it's fitting that they stood by me when things got rough. When I first met them, I used to ask Gary all the time if I could... if he could send me some pictures of Crystal in a bikini. No, I run a project where I bring pictures of all different girls in bikinis to prisoners in exchange for woodworkings. Speaking in bartending speak, I can give you this metaphor about marriage. The man is like the liquor and the woman is like the mixer. And life stirs it up, and God is like the bartender.
That's right.
and the devil...
Say it!
The devil is your mother-in-law. Life's gonna play tricks on you. You'll lose your job, you'll fight, you'll go into debt, you'll get sick. So let's raise a glass.
But he's not done yet.
These two people love each other so much, I hate it.
They slowly lower down.
This isn't a Jewish wedding, but my Jewish friend, Hyman, told me that in his culture, it's important for the groom to break a glass. I'm no Jew, but I have broken a lot of glasses. But tonight, I don't mean to break the Hyman.
Next page.
Tradition.
Look at their faces.
I want to tell you guys something that my grandfather told me when I was young that gave me the chills. And it seems most fitting today. He said, Sal.
Here we go.
I shot a lot of Japs in World War II.
Oh, no!
Guys, there's no denying you're awesome together. But sometimes marriage can be like war. Don't let the Japanese get in your way.
Wow.
Oh my God, they're starting to revolt.
Crystal, your beautiful inside, oh.
Here it comes.
I can't say that.
You gotta finish that speech, buddy.
Your beautiful inside and out, I should know.
Cheers.
Let's go, get your tempo, it's all right.
Can we groove? We can groove along with our serious pursuit of American democracy. Earth, Wind, and Fire. 22 before the hour here. It's Gary Lee Wright on the Pandemic Pirate Radio Show from Chicago here at bleat.network. And pardon me, we're coughing on mic here. The birthday thing continues. I'm going to hit that quickly. We will talk more of some birthdays, including Roy Rogers and our own Aaron, the News Baron. Hey, but quickly here, I wanted to let you know something that happened here today. Yesterday, the United States officially withdrew from the Paris Climate Agreement. This, if you don't know about it, this was a 2015 international accord. About 200 countries signed on. And then Trump said, we're done. This is one of those things with Trump, you know, it'd be one thing if he had like a policy he could disagree with, but he does stuff that just, it's, he can't get his head around the climate. I don't know. So he was out of that. It's like the pandemic. The same, oh, I don't know about that stuff. So he closed that office down. Anyway, the Paris Agreement has been influential for all kinds of reasons. The fossil fuel companies like BP have tried to meet their goals. JP Morgan and Barclays banks have used their power as investors to persuade clients. Anyway, Joe Biden has pledged to rejoin the Paris Agreement if he's elected. And we certainly hope that that's going to be one of the things that happens. So, RNP, the Paris Climate Agreement, but maybe not permanently. All right. Should we do just a little more birthday stuff here? You want to? Hang on here. This is... Oh, I can see. Boy, you know, it's funny. If the equipment that's counting votes is working like any of the equipment in the studio here, I can see why they haven't quite figured it out yet. Oh, today's birthdays. Time to put on the chaps.
Happy trails to you until we meet again.
Roy Rogers was an American singer and an actor and a TV host. You know who Roy Rogers was? Younger people don't. He was married to Dale Evans. They were a cowboy couple. Yeah. I think Roy's dog was... And the dog's name? The horse... I'm not done yet. The horse was called Trigger. And there's also a cocktail called a Roy Rogers, which is a mocktail. We're going to make one of those later on today. Anyway, along with Roy Rogers having a birthday today, fact is we have, how about this? In 1872, Susan B. Anthony cast a ballot in the presidential election, and she was busted for voting illegally. Folks, people have risked their everything to vote. The Nat King Cole Show went on the air on NBC on this day in 1956. The first variety program hosted by an African-American. And you know what? It's a sad end of that. They could not find a sponsor for this guy. And it's a fabulous, fabulous piece of early TV. If you can't if you ever have a chance to look at the Nat King Cole Show. A guy did everything. It went on the air in 1956. And it's Guy Fawkes Day in 1605. You know Guy Fawkes? The Catholic conspirator Guy Fawkes attempted to blow up the British Parliament. They caught him, and he was executed. It was not just fined. No, they killed him. They've been celebrating Guy Fawkes Day ever since. His effigy is traditionally burned on a bonfire accompanied by fireworks. That sounds nice. You know, it really does. So, do we need a Guy Fawkes Day? Yeah? You know, I could have played this one on Halloween, but we were so busy counting the ballots. I didn't have time to bring the gunpowder. Thank you. Santana. Yeah, we could have had that on Halloween. Honest to God, I was thinking this morning how all normal stuff has stopped while we evaluate the presidential election and the stuff heading up to it. It's quarter before the hour. It's the Pandemic Pirate Radio Show from Bleat.network. You know, all eyes today are on the West. A state that has 6 electoral votes. You don't know who voted for who.
Bright light city, gonna set my soul on fire. Got a whole lot of money that's ready to burn, so get those stakes up high.
Don't burn that money yet.
There's 1,000 pretty women waiting out there. They're all living the devil may care.
Right now.
And I am just a devil.
And the next president will be elected by
Viva Las Vegas.
A bunch of people there.
Viva Las Vegas. How I wish that there were more than the 24 hours in the day.
To bring Chicago Al on. Chicago Al is soon to become Las Vegas Al. But you're still in Chicago, right, man?
Yeah, I'm still here. Although, I have been calling Nevada asking if I could transfer my vote there.
Yeah, that's okay. Well, that's why, Al, now you solved the mystery. That's why they're screwed up. They got people like you calling. Trying to...
Well, actually, they're saying that at... 11 o'clock Central, 9 o'clock Pacific time, they're going to release new votes. But I don't want to burst their bubble.
Yeah.
But I believe Georgia is going to get into the Biden camp very soon.
Do you think? We were talking about that a little bit a couple of minutes ago. Nothing would make me happier. And as you know, Al, President Super Spreader needs all these states. So if any of them go to either Biden or George Wallace or Mickey Mouse, he's done.
you always got to bring up those old comedians.
That's right. That's right. So did you vote? I'm sure you did. And how did you vote?
Of course. I voted actually by mail.
Did you?
And within 36 hours of putting my ballot in a box at the Roberto Clemente post office, I had an email that my vote had been received, approved, and counted.
Wow.
36 hours.
I got fast response. Did you check, though? Was that actually from them or just some neighbor? Do you know?
No, no, it was from them.
Yeah, some crazy person. Yeah, you're good.
Yeah, I'm not that gregarious where my neighbors would even know me.
Well, you know, I was talking about how, for example, if you know in Illinois, you can't put a white out on your ballot or God knows what, but, you know, I was trying to figure out how many ballots had been rejected in all this process. So apparently you and I voted. Our vote counted. So
Yeah, I'm very pleased at that. But Biden, I have to apologize. I predicted a blue wave.
You did. I remember it. Yeah.
And it's not a blue wave. We're going to have to figure out why African Americans are disenfranchised and why rural people are seriously disenfranchised. That's the two groups. And young African Americans didn't vote either, but we know why. They had two old white men to choose from.
I know.
Being an old white man, I must say, I agree with them.
I do, too. I'm glad you said that. You know, listen, we could, you know, they're going to be talking about this election forever. And I think that, again, you're exactly right. I think that the average person that's about a half your age or a third of my age, I don't think Biden and Trump look a lot different. You know, they don't.
No, they don't.
No, so.
They really don't. Yeah. One's a rude piece of shit.
Yeah.
And
I'll bleep that. Go ahead.
It is a known commodity that is just been around too long.
Yeah, I agree with that. So
I think under normal circumstances, like Jimmy Carter, like Barack Obama, Bill Clinton, I think they would have gone for Pete Buttigieg as their candidate, that outsider that wasn't part of the system that would have shaken things up.
Yeah.
And that's the problem. They needed this known commodity to stand up to the racist POS.
Yeah. You know, the thing that's interesting is, you know, as they're counting these ballots, the Democrats are losing Congress seats, which is normally what happens in an off-year election targeting the other party in power. You know what I'm talking about.
Exactly.
So it's almost like
2010.
Right. So they're putting Biden in power, but at the same time they're cutting off his cojones. So
a normal human being would have been reelected, but Trump is not a normal human being, and he carried. Through his, wrap your head around this. Trump right now has the second most popular votes in the history of our country.
Trump does.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Biden, of course, has been the first, but Trump has the second most popular votes in the history of our country.
Well, back to your point about what the alternative was. You know, that's the
right.
I mean, you can say it's do you count those as votes for Trump or votes against Hillary Clinton? Right.
Right.
Yeah. So.
Right. Yeah, but right now, it's going to be Biden. But my goodness, this country has some serious healing to do, and one good thing. Is that Biden and Mitch McConnell have a very good working relationship. That's not to say with Biden as president and Mitch McConnell as the opposition leader, it will stay that way. But that's something that we can really wrap our heads around.
Yeah, we haven't finished the tally, but it does not look like the Democrats are going to take control of the Senate.
Would have helped as well. Yeah. Although Georgia is hopefully going to be won, and you've got the astronaut in Arizona, and the former governor of Colorado, and Colorado is Democratic senators.
Hickenlooper. We can't say his. But anyway, actually, all senators should be former astronauts. I think that's a good one.
Thank you, John Glenn.
I'm going to make a drink for us here. Chicago Al, we'll talk before you go to Las Vegas, all right?
All right.
Today is Roy Rogers. Have you ever heard of the Roy Rogers, Al? I heard of the Shirley Temple. You've heard of a Roy Rogers?
Oh, you mean as a drink?
Yeah, as a drink.
No, that all sounds right. Too dusty for me.
All right, listen up.
How to make a Roy Rogers. Treat your kids to a taste of the Wild West with this simple Roy Rogers recipe. It's non-alcoholic and a real crowd pleaser. You will need an 8-ounce beverage glass, ice, 6 ounces of cola, 2 to 3 teaspoons of grenadine syrup, maraschino cherries and lemon wedges, a stirrer, and a straw. Step 1. Fill the glass with either crushed or cubes of ice, depending on your preference. Step 2. Next, pour the cola into the glass, leaving some room at the top. Step 3. Add the grenadine, stirring well to disperse the syrup evenly. Don't stir vigorously, which makes the cola foamy and increases the amount of dissolved ice. Instead, stir slowly and smoothly. Step 4. Garnish with 1 or 2 maraschino cherries. Add a lemon wedge for extra flavor. Step 5. Serve with a straw. Consider setting a 1 refill limit. Kids are sure to find these drinks addictive. Did you know? Roy Rogers, one of the most famous cowboys of all time, is remembered each year at the Portsmouth, Ohio Roy Rogers Festival.
That's right. So, that's the Roy Rogers. All right. Hey, we don't want your kids to grow up in booze. They used to make kitty cocktails for my generation. That's what they called them. And the Shirley Temple was very big, along with probably the Roy Rogers. But my sister and I, we always thought it was like you know, straight booze with training wheels. We want you to, we want to get to the idea of putting the glass in your mouth, you know, and then eventually we'll add the alcohol. So, the Roy Rogers on the program today. On the program soon, we will be dipping in. I'm not sure how this happened, but our producer has an eclectic view of life, and she is into mushrooms. And she, in fact, appears to be obsessed with mushrooms. And she's gotten me obsessed with mushrooms. We're going to talk about mycology, M-Y-C-O-L-O-G-Y. In fact, we're changing the name of the show. It had been Pydemic Pirate Radio. And as of next week, we're changing it to Obsessed with Mushrooms. So join us then. And until we meet again, happy trails to Natasha Rodriguez and Aaron. Happy birthday.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. I see skies of blue and clouds of white, the bright blessed day, the dark sacred night, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world. The colors of the rainbow, so pretty in the sky, are also on the faces of people going by. I see friends shaking hands, saying, how do you do? They're really saying, I love you. I hear babies cry, I watch them grow. Like much more than I ever knew, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world. think to myself,